Back on dry land here in the States, more Marines and sailors died in motorcycle accidents last year than ever before. The Army also reported a 24% rise in motorcycle deaths stateside. That's prompted the military to expand motorcycle safety classes and experiment with events it's calling track days. Ben Marcus checked in on one for Hawaii Public Radio.
Orange traffic cones trace a makeshift street course on the flight tarmac. Groups of brightly colored Japanese street racing bikes maneuver the course at speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. This is the first so-called track days at the Marine Corps base on Oahu, giving the men and women a chance to ride fast in a controlled environment. Mario DePreet is the Marine Civilian Safety Specialist and an accomplished motorcycle instructor.
Out here is the time to run hot and wide into a turn and feel how uncomfortable it makes you. And you learn from it and you don't do it again, or you learn how to recover from it. As you see, there's no guardrails, utility poles, parked cars, curbs, or anything like that out here.
Instructors stand in the middle, pulling riders over, giving them quick advice and sending them back onto the course. In Hawaii, where some 40,000 military personnel are based, 5 service members died last year in motorcycle crashes. Navy sailor Chris Yates has been on motorcycles most of his life. He just got back from speeding around the track, and he's loving this.
Need for speed, you know? I got a wife, and I don't want to go out and get a ticket on the road, so might as well do it out here.
Top safety chiefs in the military have identified motorcycles as the number one safety concern off the battlefield. Across the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force, 126 service members died on motorcycles last year. Rear Admiral James Johnson is commander of the Naval Safety Center in Norfolk, Virginia. He says speed was a factor in the vast majority of crashes, and motorcycle experts tell him if you want to slow riders down, put them on a racetrack.
And so when a rider finds himself humbled in such a pristine riding environment, he's much less willing to take those chances in the unknown riding environments of our national roadway system.
Besides track days, he says the military is expanding motorcycle safety classes. Back in Hawaii, in a classroom a few hundred yards from the track, Mario DePreet, the Marine Civilian Safety Officer, is teaching a group riding class to about 25 Marines. He gives a quick lecture and shows a video.
When stopping at an intersection with a light, it may be appropriate to close up the formation.
Wrapping things up, DePreet had a few quick words about speeding.
What I'm saying is that if you decide to scratch that itch, and it better be the harmonic conversion of the stars and the planets and everything, and everything better be in your favor before you twist that throttle to the lock. Think really long and hard about that, okay? Because it doesn't take long for something to go wrong.
Longtime rider Major Nicholas Morris says part of the problem is service members often have little riding experience and plenty of disposable income.
All you have to do is have insurance and money, and they hand you the bike. So that's a recipe for disaster because your margin of error is small on a motorcycle.
On the tarmac at track days, Army Sergeant First Class John Thomas is taking a break from riding. He's well aware of the risks. Some of his fellow soldiers have died on the road.
You know, unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast. It's like soldiers, we get killed in combat. Motorcycle riders, we die on the road. It's just a hazard of your occupation, per se, but it's never good.
Safety officers are keeping a close eye on how service members respond to the 13 track day events held at bases across the nation. They're concerned this could backfire, encouraging would-be speeders to push the limits even more. If they see a spike in crashes afterwards, this experiment is over. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.